Here's the weekend news for Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, the District 19 congressperson for the WGXC listening area. 538.com currently reports Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 88.9% of his votes.
William J. Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman, Kingston school trustees are disappointed that U.S. Representative John Faso did not address education issues during the public forum recently held in Esopus. They want the Kinderhook Republican to meet with district leaders to answer questions that were not addressed. At a Board of Education meeting last week, one of the trustees said four board members attended the forum, but none of their questions were chosen during the 90-minute event. Quote, there was not one question regarding education, which was a bit of a disappointment, Suzanne Jordan said. Quote, there's a lot to worry about, end quote. Jordan said board members want answers to questions about changing federal mandates, food standards, teacher training, and why there is a threat to remove Medicaid money from the schools. Jordan has suggested the Ulster County School Boards Association organize a multi-district meeting with Faso. Quote, he likes to meet with smaller constituent groups, and I thought maybe he would be willing to set up a meeting with people interested in education, she said. Faso spokesman John Lang said via email that a meeting could be arranged, but more information would be needed. Quote, we can't just agree to host forums by hearing about them through third parties, and that we really know nothing about, end quote, according to Lang. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.
This week, Representative John Faso voted with a Republican majority that passed several bills. He voted for the Joint Counterterrorism Awareness Workshop Series Act, which passed 398-4. Faso voted for the Appropriations Bill for the Department of the Interior, which passed 211-198 on largely partisan lines. The same is true of the Criminal Alien Gang Member Removal Act, which passed 233-175. Finally, Faso voted this week for the Little Rock Central High School National Historic Site Boundary Modification Act, which passed 390-0.